The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, with the summer really kicking into gear over the last few weeks, many of you will be hitting the beach and getting into the sea, and you may have noticed that jellyfish are thriving in our waters. Why are the numbers so rising so fast? Can they hurt us? Well, sure they can. To talk about the species that are floating around our shores, I'm joined now by the CEO of Water Safety Ireland, John Leach. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you for having me on air to discuss the jellyfish issue, which really is growing from year to year. Yeah. I think really for the last sort of 5 to 7 years, we've seen a steady increase in the number of jellyfish appearing on our shores. And that would also include the siphonophores, like the Portuguese man-o-war, which actually requires wind to essentially to sail it from the West Indies across the Atlantic, from the tropical waters into our own waters. But they are native jellyfish. I mean, the common jellyfish, which your listeners would be familiar with, is that sort of purpley, pinky one. It's quite small. And that's more like a sting from a nettle. Then you have the compass, which is also similar. The compass, it looks like it's got a brown and tan, and it looks like it actually does look like a compass with the brown, dark brown indicators, you know, looking like showing north and south, if you know what I mean, and east and west.
I'm looking at a picture of it now, John, and it has kind of V's on it, with the V's all pointing towards the head of the... It's like basically a mushroom, a button mushroom, but of course much larger, and all these V's are pointing towards the top of the button.
That, yes, that's a good description, Pat. Well done. Yes, I agree. Then we have, of course, the barrel jellyfish, which is a very big jellyfish. Doesn't really sting, but some people can get an allergic reaction to it. But people also confuse it with the lion's mane jellyfish, which we'll talk about in a second. Then you have the blue jellyfish, which there have been some, like coolish waters as well, and it stings as well. But again, these stings really are more, as I said, more like just a sting from a nettle. Then you have the lion's mane, and the lion's mane is the one that can cause difficulties. It is actually native to our waters. People think that it comes in the summer, but it's actually there all winter. At the moment, the reason why a lot of people would have seen it this weekend is because we had spring tides at the weekend. We had a full moon on Saturday, so you tend to see more jellyfish come in into our bathing waters when we get the spring tides. And obviously, these lion's mane can be quite dangerous in that some people can get an anaphylactic shock from it. Its sting is, it is really, it's a horrible sting. It's not nice at all. Yeah. Now, our lifeguards have around the country, you know, have noted that they're treating more and more members of the public, children particularly, with the stings from jellyfish, because there are just more of them there. And we believe, that from what we can understand and what we've read, is that they're here because there's overfishing going on in our waters. And so when these jellyfish are small, when they normally would, the other fish would be eating them, well, they're not, because they don't have enough fish to eat them. And so they've sort of filled the vacuum, if you like, of the way our ecosystem has gone. So you end up with too many jellyfish and not enough fish to predate on them. And then obviously global warming for some of the jellyfish and the siphonophores, like the Portuguese man of war and the sea gooseberry and the by the wind sailor, those ones that are more on the surface. They're definitely coming up, more and more of them from the West Indies. We had a huge influx of Portuguese man-o-war last year.
Now, John, you mentioned the lion's mane jellyfish, and it's, again, looking at a picture of it, it's quite large. I mean, it could be 2 feet in diameter or even greater. But the problem is that the tentacles, which you won't see necessarily, they can be quite a bit away from the creature that you're seeing, a couple of metres away, and you can brush past these and end up with a very significant shock.
Unfortunately, yes, you're right. And that's why a lot of our swimmers do get stung with them. They're most plentiful, really, in the Irish Sea. They like cooler water. They don't like the warmer water. So, however, having said that, about 3 weeks ago, the first ever lion's mane jellyfish was recorded up the Shannon Estuary, up at Glynn, you know, Glynn Castle, Glynn Pier there, which is extraordinary. You just would not expect to see one so far inland. And you see them at the north coast. They're more plentiful off the north coast. And it depends on how the temperature of the water. But yes, you're right. Their tentacles are very sharp, and they do sting very readily, very easily. And there are many, many meters from the top, if you like, of the jellyfish, which can be up to 1 to 2 meters long. I saw one, really? It's in the media at the moment, the one off McGorty Beach in Donegal at the weekend, and it's about 1.5 meters in diameter. So they really are giant jellyfish. They are very, very big. But you're right to point out that their tentacles, you don't tend to see them, and they stream away from them. And unfortunately, people swim into them. And also, they don't die when they do get washed up on the shore. So the tentacles are beyond the beach. But the problem is they don't actually die when the jellyfish dies. They can stay there, depending on the humidity, for up to a week and can keep on stinging. So that's why the local authorities are normally very good at coming out and burying them in the beach when they do turn up, because people and children walking along the beach will get stung by them otherwise on their feet. So they are, they're a nuisance. Let's be honest. I mean,
One of my friends was stung by one while sea swimming and ended up with a heart issue for several months afterwards. So these are not to be trifled with. I was wondering how long it would take for a text to pop up on my screen. It's just done so. The old Mediterranean cure for jelly sting was to pour pee on the sting. I kid you not, says Paddy in Connemara. So this is your chance, John, to be a myth buster.
Okay, the things you don't do is you don't rub the area. You know, when you're taking the tentacles off, use something like a plastic credit card if you have one. Use a towel if necessary. Use a gloved hand, preferably. Don't rinse with fresh water. Some people use fresh water. Always use seawater when you're rinsing off the affected area. And don't urinate on the sting. Okay, that really is an old wives' tale. It doesn't work. And don't use vinegar. Some people used to use vinegar. Don't use vinegar on jellyfish stings in our waters. And don't use alcohol. Some people thought that, you know, pouring whiskey or gin or whatever, vodka over them would help. It doesn't. It makes it worse. And don't put on a bandage. Bandages are not a good idea. They're the myths that you really do need to dispel. But what we do want people to do, though, as I said, remove the tentacles as best you can without rubbing them. Don't rub. Rinse with seawater. And if you have a cold pack, use a cold pack. Works quite well to take away the pain. But if you're getting anything more than a minor discomfort, then you really do need to go to A&E, because they do bring on anaphylactic shock and can affect the heart. And so that's why it really is important that you do go to A&E if you're feeling unwell, if you're having swelling or breathing difficulties or palpitations in your chest or any chest tightness, that sort of thing. Then you do need to go to A&E. Don't hesitate. All right. Just go.
All right, John Leach, CEO of Water Safety Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.